Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Tantric Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And you're listening also to bbsradio.com. That's the station. So it's my pleasure to be back with you. Wait a second. I have this phone making noise in the background. Just a minute. It is my absolute pleasure to be with you today. As always, you know, I love this show. And here we are again, another installment, another segment of the show. How great. So today, by way of appetizer, we're going to continue along the theme of the tantric couple. We've had a few tantric couples on lately, which is different because for a while there, I almost did a whole year of shows, I think, without ever having people, two people together who are lovers who actually practice tantra together. I had lots of teachers. I had lots of single tantricas, but In the past little while, I've had definitely some people who are the tantra couple. So we're going to continue along with that theme, the tantra couple. I want to say a couple things about that. The couples that we've had in the past, pretty much, not all of them, but pretty much have been teaching couples, people like Steve and Lokita Carter. At the time, people like Sam and Monica, I don't think they're together anymore, but they were they're still teaching together, I think, but they're not together right now. And I've had some others. I had John and Tara. I had Michael and Lena. And all of those pretty much are people, you know, involved in the teaching aspect. Today my guests are people who actually met in one of my courses. And they met at a course that I do called Ecstasy, which is my advanced tantra course. It's not my most advanced, but it's like my middle level tantra course. And they met there, and then it was quite some time before they got together, but once they got together, they put everything into motion. They put the practices into practice, the things that they had learned. And so today, you're going to hear their story. You're going to hear, like, how they met, what happened, how long it's been, how they've come to be, and, you know, really how different they are also. They might not be two people that you would expect would come together, but one of my points has always been that tantra takes away it strips you of the pictures of whatever you think is your picture person, and you actually get to see, when the beloved is standing in front of you, you get to see that person for who they really are, and they might have not fit any of your previous pictures, but they sure connect with you and fit with you now. So we'll be talking about that, to a certain extent on today's show. Let me introduce them. I'll say who they are and how I know them, and then I'll just bring them on. So the man of this couple's name is George Kimber, and I met George when I was at Landmark Education years ago, sometime in the 90s, like 1994, I think I met him in a seminar. He was in a seminar, and I and then he would say, yeah, I'm going to be in it. And he would say, you know, I've already put in my application, and I never saw it because really he lived in Philadelphia, and then he moved to Washington D.C. and that's where I was based most of that time. So we know each other for years, I guess since 1994 in Washington D.C., which is quite some time now. And George, after I left Landmark and after he left, we did tantra. He took some suggestions from me, took some coaching. So it's my pleasure to be with him because he's like just an amazing being who's been in my life for a very, very long time. Now, the woman of this couple's name is Kelly Whitlaw, and I'm not really sure how Kelly found me, but she signed up for a Bliss course in somewhere either in the D.C. area or in Baltimore. It might have been Baltimore when I was doing classes there, which I still am. And Kelly came, and then she came to this same Ecstasy course and participated in this advanced course, and that's where they met. And so now they've been together for a while. You'll hear all about this and about how they've created their tantric relationship. So without further ado, George and Kelly, are you there?
We're here.
Yes, Lori.
Great.
Hi.
So excited to have you on my show at last. It's so hard for all of our schedules to get together, but I'm so glad you're here.
I am so happy that we could be here this afternoon with you, because it is a scheduling thing. So we finally came together, and we're going to have some fun.
Yeah, we are. We are. So, okay, so let's see. So, first of all, George, you could just say a sentence or so about how you got interested in Tantra. It's really Kelly I want to hear this answer from, but I want, you know, just for our listeners, I already know the answer to this, but for our listeners, tell us how you first got interested in Tantra.
Well, actually, it was pretty funny because I was at a birthday party, and you were there. And you were sitting next to me, and we were talking, and I happened to have my legs crossed, but you were using your hands in expression, but I felt some energy from, like, the palms of your hand, and I was like, what is that? And you said, well, I've been doing, you know, Tantra, and I'm like, Tantra? I'd never heard of it before, and I said, well, I want to know all about it. So it was just the energy that you were putting out. And it felt so great. It felt so soothing. I just had to know more about it.
Well, now that you mention it, I do remember that party. That was an amazing party in a hotel, somebody's birthday party in a hotel. That was a great evening. So, yeah, and that's how you got interested. And, Kelly, what about you? How did you get interested in Tantra? Because I didn't meet you at any of my previous haunts or previous places. I met you just when you came to Tantra.
Lori, you did a brief intro in Baltimore at a friend of mine's home. She hosted different metaphysical events in her home on a regular basis, and you just happened to be one of her guests one night. And I got on your emailing list, and I got emails from you regularly, and it was interesting to me, and I think about a year later, I signed up and took one of your Bliss courses. And, I was hooked. I mean, I was really interested in the spiritual sexuality part of Tantra and the way you taught it. And I took the Bliss course in DC.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Was it whose house is it? That woman who runs those films, and she has different sites.
Yes.
People come.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. She lives in Timonium.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't recall her name now. It's been so long ago.
I'll think of her name, but I remember now. Wow. So I knew you for a long time. We had met long before you actually came to a class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, what a great thing. I'm so glad that you came from that. I never thought anybody came from that particular event. So, okay, so then the two of you came to Ecstasy, and that's where you met. I'm trying to think of what year that might have been. I think it might have been 2003.
February 2003. Actually, it was Bliss.
I think it was the Bliss course.
It was Bliss.
Okay.
But, we met at Bliss, and I really didn't think anything of it. I mean, Kelly was in the course, and there was this one moment where Kelly was doing one of the practices, emotional release, and I opened my eyes, and she opened her eyes, and I was actually following just like this light that seemed to be coming through a window. And that the light came through the window and into the space of Kelly's heart. And I just followed it in there. And at that moment, her eyes opened. We didn't think anything of it at that time, but it was just, it was kind of amazing. And then we talked on the ride home that evening. And I just shared my life with her. She shared her life with me. And that was the end of that conversation. We went our separate ways.
Yeah.
Wow. So then you went your separate ways. So, wow. So then, well, when did you meet up again? It has to be a couple of years.
Yeah. We actually, was it 2016?
Yeah.
2006.
Yeah. I think we were in touch by email and, you know, casual phone calls, but, and, you know, not really any big deal, too much. We had a connection, but we weren't sure what to make of it, I don't think.
Yeah, that was the other thing, and we just didn't know what to make of it. One of the things that you mentioned earlier is that sometimes it, you know, when your beloved is standing before you, it's not a picture that you've had from your past. And, you know, give you a background, I'm an African-American male. Kelly is an Irish-American female. And we, our paths probably we didn't think would ever really cross. I mean, I grew up in Newark, New Jersey, and she grew up in Kansas, right?
Right.
So, you know, here it is, two people who are from different worlds that by way of Tantra, by way of your course, got to know each other. And we've created a wonderful life together.
Exactly.
Well, you know, you got to know each other in a way that's like really getting to know each other's essence before you actually got to know all the particulars. Like before you knew that Kelly came from Kansas and Texas, and before she knew you grew up in Newark, New Jersey, and then ended up being around the D.C. area, you knew each other's essence because of the processes that you had been through, no?
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Yes. We've, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say that we did some work. We started doing some practices together, emotional release, which was really powerful. I remember we were supporting each other in that to just break through some things in our lives. And one of the things Kelly wanted to do, I think, was she wanted to lose weight and some other things. And I wanted to get free of a particular situation I was in at work. And we met a few times to just do the clearing work that really makes a difference in our lives. And we were able to clear some stuff. I think you lost weight and I got out of that job situation. So the work actually really works.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's pretty powerful when two people meet and they come together, and then instead of being carried off on the kind of hormonal attraction, psychosexual pathway, you know, I sometimes call it the seduction delusion. Instead of being carried off on the seduction delusion, it sounds like you got together to do some practical things and to support each other in the things that you had learned. And still, your essences were dealing with each other, I assert.
Absolutely, absolutely. It really was that we felt like there was some work for us to do, and we could support each other in getting that work done. And
wow.
we used the practices that we learned in your courses to actually create, as we say, a magnificent life.
Right.
Well, we're going to actually stop on that thought for a minute. We're going to just stop here and take a break for a moment. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. And this is a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm Laura Handlers, your host. And my guests today are George Kimber and Kelly Whitlow. And we will be right back. Please stay tuned.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com. and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Well, we're back, and if you just tuned in, this is Laurie Handlers on Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. Mostly we talk about Tantra, which has a lot to do with spiritual enlightenment, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. We just left off where Kelly and George have met, and they have started supporting each other in the practices that they learned in my classes, and they've now alluded to building a magnificent life together. So, Kelly, why don't you tell us a little something about that life you built?
Well, we, using the Tantra practices that we learned from you, have tapped into the art of manifestation, and we've come together, brought our families together, and actually manifested our dream life. We've got a beautiful home in the country. And it doesn't stop there. We're loving our lives, and we're currently looking to manifest a winter home in Arizona.
Yay!
Yay! And it's hard to describe in words, but George and I are just extremely happy together. We continue to use the practices on a daily basis. We meditate in the morning together. We do emotional release on a regular basis. That is such a valuable tool to keep the daily stresses out of the relationship and release them back into the earth where they belong. Gosh, I could go on and on, but I have to say we're really grateful for the tools we've learned from you, Laurie. Grateful for the tools, I should say.
That's so great. Now, I do want to actually get into those practices. I want people, when they're listening, you know, who haven't been in the courses, either my course or anybody else's course, to actually understand, you know, what it is you two are talking about. So when you say, either one of you can say, I mean, it's fine with me, but when you say you meditate in the morning, what does that consist of, if you don't mind saying?
Well, we start out with doing a clearing breath, and then we also do cobra breathing. And basically, it puts us in a meditative state, and we usually then go into sitting in a yab-yum position.
All right, so let's tell people, let's just back up for a little bit. Okay. So they do a clearing breath, and so that's a breath where you, it's not, I can't teach it to you on air, everybody, but it's a breath where you would actually clear your lungs and clear your body of the toxins that you may have just been there from the night before, or they could have gotten into you from a bad dream. So they clear themselves, and then they do something called cobra breath, which is an over 6,000-year-old breath that is transferred from teacher to student. It's not written about. So if you want to look up cobra breath, that's cobra like the snake breath on the internet, you won't be able to learn it, but you can find out who teaches it. And I'm one of the people that teaches it. And then you said you sit in Yab Yum. And, right. Like, what's that?
Well, that's Kelly actually sitting in my lap, facing me, with her legs wrapped around my back.
Okay. And when you're sitting like that, do you do special breaths? You know, like, yeah. What do you do?
We do cobra breathing there also. And when we're doing cobra breathing, we usually set an intention. Actually, how a lot of the things that we've manifested in our lives have been based on doing that particular exercise. I think we did it at one point. We were doing it like for 40 days straight. And inside of doing the cobra breathing, we actually had an intention. We had a vision. And we brought it into existence by doing the breaths, facing each other, and then sending that thought, that that intention out into the universe. And our energy, our vibration just was a match for everything that came after that, which is an incredible life, as we said. But just walking around on a daily basis after doing those practices in the morning makes a difference when we go to work. People that we have to interact with, the energy that it takes to do the things that we do on a daily basis, we're not depleted because of doing the practice, doing the practices that keeps like a container around us of energy. So people are always demanding of our time and our energy, but with having that built up around us like a container, that energy built up around us, they don't deplete us. But at the end of the day, we still have the space for one another and space to do things that we love to do.
That's so beautiful. I mean, it's such a, you really are painting a very vivid picture for people to be able to understand this. It's called what you're describing is called a force field.
Force field.
You sit together and you co-mingle your energies in such a way that you stay connected, not only connected physically, like sexually, but connected physically, emotionally, spiritually. Every level of your energy centers gets connected that way. And then when you come, you still have that energy, you're still in that force field. So you go your way and Kelly goes her way into your day, into your life, and you have this, it's like a cylinder that you have of the energy of both of you, the larger than each of you as individuals, that energy is around you, and that's how you live your life.
Right.
That's exactly right, Laurie. One of the great parts about being in the Yab Yum position is that oftentimes when we're in that position, sometimes we actually we start to make love. And sometimes we don't. And sometimes I have an erect penis and sometimes I don't. But just that connection, no matter what, it's not about performance or, you know, who can stay and all, you know, how many orgasms. It's really about the sacred union of the couple. And it's so powerful. The most powerful thing that I've ever experienced in my life. And the same energy that we use that could create another life can also be used with the techniques of Tantra to create a world, a life that you desire. And that's where we've actually tapped into that. Mm-hmm. And we're having a blast with it. Because it's amazing. It's most people, when they think about Tantra or they talk, you know, like they hear about it, but don't really know. They think about just this, you know, place where people kind of hang out and have sex. But there's so much more available. I mean, sex is great. I mean, it's one of the best things on the planet. But there's so much more that you can do with this, that energy.
Right.
And I'm just so grateful that, you said, come do a course with me. And then from there, you know, I can't get enough.
Hey, I'm thinking of, just so you know, I have a possibility of doing a course for couples, either, just get, hold on to your hats here, either in the Bahamas, swimming with dolphins, or something that just came on my radar is to take couples to India and have a tour of palaces.
Wow.
Like ancient palaces where the kings and the maharajas used to live, and have just couples, so that couples would have these, you know, amazing, you know, canopy beds and these big bath places and blah, blah, blah. I don't know yet, but I'm inventing something new as we speak, so.
Okay.
I like it.
We like that. Yeah.
Definitely. Anyway, let's go back for a second. You know, when you said that thing about the energy, what it reminded me of was really the energy that you felt from me that night at that party. when I was just when I wasn't even touching you, but I was just moving my hands. That's the same energy that you two have now become experts at wielding, you know, making that energy into the things that you want in your life.
Absolutely.
And also the connection between each other.
Yes. Now, what I want to say is that when I first learned these practices, I actually was not in a relationship with Kelly, but used it when I worked in Baltimore with the Welfare to Work program.
Uh-huh.
Because what I found was by me doing the charging breaths, the cobra breathing, the emotional release, that I was able to work with clients who were coming out of prison, coming off welfare, who were very needy, but I also had a commitment to make a difference with them. But I found that that was something that kept me alive. I could actually do that day in and day out, sometimes from like 9 in the morning to 9 at night, Monday through Friday, and never feel depleted. And so I knew that one, you know, at some point I would have a partner that I could actually share that with, and we could create and manifest a life. And it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing.
Now, I just think I got lost off the show for a minute, but I think you were still on, so I'm not going to worry about it. I just had to call myself back in. I didn't hear what you said, but I trust it was really good because I remember those days in Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in a moment, we're going to stop in a moment for another break. But, I really do want to have you, even now, if you could, just for a moment or so, tell people. Kelly said that you live in a magnificent home in the country, but she didn't really go into any detail. I mean, I could, but I'd love you to. And also, you've done some real estate investing and stuff. I mean, really talk about some of the things that you set your intention on when you've done the practices.
Well, we wanted to, when we first got together, you know, there's some distinctions that we have from the training that we have, like from Landmark and stuff like that. But I sort of knew that my life expectancy in relationships is about 2.5 to 3 years, and then they just all go down the drain. They just go downhill. And what I really intended, and Kelly also had the same intention, that this relationship was going to be different, that this relationship was going to be extraordinary. So when we took this on, it was like, okay, this is no kidding. We're not playing around with this. And we started to create a life. And we created a life of, first of all, bringing our families together. So, you know, Kelly has a daughter, and I have 4 children and grandchildren. So we really wanted to have them witness and experience the love that we have for one another. So that is working out really well. We also have, two years ago, we moved into a home that is in Woodstock, Maryland. It backs up to a state park. We live on 5 acres, but it feels like 500 acres because there's nothing built behind us. And we did all of this inside of doing the practices daily. We got into real estate investing, and it wasn't hard. The thing that I like about the practices is just doing them, where a lot of people use a lot of time and they think and they've got a lot of energy into their heads thinking about what to do next. It doesn't work like that in Tantra. It's really an experience that you have in the body, in your being, that just draws like a magnet the things that you think about, that you charge with your energy into your world. So we're basically, you know, just living that out in every way. You know, our thoughts are energized with the practices, the energy that we use from Tantra to bring forth those realities. We didn't do any hard work to manifest this home.
Beautiful.
This was something that was, that we basically, we had the space around us. We were in that container, that energy field, that force field that you talked about. We weren't even looking for this place. it was supposed to be. So, you know, when we actually talked about having this place, we just described to the realtor who wouldn't let us leave until we actually told her what we wanted, that we wanted a house that backed up to the state park. I wanted a river in my backyard. No kidding. There is the Patapsco River in our backyard. We can walk to the river. And I told her all of those things. And I told her I wanted to be able to run around naked on my property and that, you know, my neighbors couldn't have anything to say about it and I couldn't see them. And there it is. And all of that was inside of, I mean, daily, regularly, you know, simple half an hour practices in the morning before we went to work.
All right, we're going to just stop there for a second. That's a perfect place to break. Simple half-hour practices before you went to work. On that note, everybody who's listening, really, Tantra is a simple thing. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about how really easy it is to have what you want in your life. This is so perfect. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Hamm, your host, and I'm here with George Kimber and Kelly Whitlaw. Will be right back.
If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend, Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com. That's jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
Segment for today on Tantra Cafe, the program for spiritual enlightenment. So I'm here with George and Kelly. They've manifested an amazing home, and I can tell you how amazing it is because I've been there, and I do workshops there, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. They have a hot tub in the back. It's just exactly what they wanted. It's what they dreamed of, and now I know they're cooking up something for Arizona, which makes me really happy because I'm in Arizona and it's not that they're purposely coming here to visit, you know, to be with me, but it's certainly part of it and I'm certainly happy that they're coming. I am more ecstatic. So let's hear a little bit more about it. The ease. the ease of it. How long, you've been together now, how long?
A little over 3 years, about 3.5 years.
Okay, great. And you wanted a house, you wanted real estate investment, vacation house.
Yeah.
Wow, I hear an echo. I'm trying to stay away from my microphone. So how many, how fast did you manifest? How quickly did you manifest with the ease and grace that George is talking about?
Well, really fairly quickly in hindsight. In the last 3.5 years, we've done a lot, really.
I'll give you an example. Let's say the house.
Okay.
The house was, we had already been doing the practices for about 40 days. We decided we wanted to go into like this 40-day prosperity treatment using the practice. So we did 40 days and we were in Costa Rica when we completed 40 days of doing it. We came back and I said, well, let's do another 40 days. And Kelly says, now let's see what happens. So that was in February, March, about March. Mm-hmm. So April we found this house and we moved in July.
Wow, that's very, very fast.
It was like 90 days we were in.
That's very fast.
We did the work, the energy is there. Now, what we do now is just support that force field by continuing to do the practices and, the other part of the practices, and I say that this is something that you really stress in your courses that I really love is the integrity and the being straight with one another. One of the things that Kelly and I have is an extraordinary communication. There's nothing hidden. There's nothing that we don't bring to the table. So we're telling the truth. And that makes a huge difference.
That's so good. That is so great. It's so great to hear that. It like really touches me deeply. I want to just backtrack for a moment because I didn't say the music that I played at that break, and I just want to tell the listeners what the piece of music was in case they just tuned in or they tuned in right when the break came and we'll come back. There's a reason I picked this too. The name of the track is Black Lotus, and it's by a group called Sacred System on the Soul Practice CD. And I love the whole thing. I love the idea of Black Lotus, but I also, when I think of the two of you, I think of you as being a sacred system who do soul practices.
That's
it's
cool.
Like, it's like that's what you do. You do the practices together in a systematic way, probably more than anybody that I know. And therefore, I'm also a very fast manifester. I said I was going to live in Phoenix last January, and I had 2 weeks to find a house, and yeah. I looked at 20 houses a day, and I found the house of my dream, and I bought it, and I moved into it in May, so, and that's clear across the country, so I do really understand what you're talking about. Mostly, I want to explain to people, I want it to be demystified for them. I want to explain to people that one of the biggest practices that George and Kelly and I do, and other people that you've heard on the show, is emotional release. There are many ways that we do it. The idea is to get the stored emotions, the trigger mechanisms that are stored from past hurts, past traumas, past rejection, past violations, all that stuff out of the body. So there's no resistance to having what we want. There's nothing in there secretly saying to us, I can't have this. There's no feeling of shame or guilt or blame or anything that has been bestowed upon us that we're holding on to. And when we clear ourselves of that stuff, we're actually able to have anything we want. So these two people are an example of the living practice. They're a living system. Two individuals who practice the practices and who make their life about something bigger than their egos. Am I right, you guys?
That's perfect.
Yes.
We allow this entity that we've created, Kelly and George, which is now bigger than both of us as individuals, to actually inspire those around us, inspire us. And I gotta tell you, I really can say, and I say this, and you know I've said this to you many times, I really am so grateful for who you've been in my life. And when you found out about Tantra, to share it with me, and I really appreciate your commitment to having people really get what it is, in a way that honors the human spirit. I mean, this work is very powerful. And if people take it seriously and actually really get to see what a difference it'll make in their lives, I think the world could be transformed with it.
Yeah, I do too. I think you're right. I mean, you and I have had this conversation before that I think that all the isms, you know, racism, sexism, ageism, all the wars, I think all of it is about misguided sexual energy. It's all about, you know, some war between men and women, some way that men's egos and women's egos act in a way that, you know, it's just anti-life. It doesn't work. And in Tantra, when people start to really honor themselves as a human being, like honor themselves first as their own beloved, and then they see the other beloved, a person outside of them, or people outside of them, because not everybody has one partner. They honor the people in our lives as beloved. There isn't those isms. There's no isms. There's no power struggle. There's no there's no relationship. There's really just great relations when they really surrender their ego. And I say that because I feel the two of you have really done that. Not everyone in the Tantra world has surrendered their ego. You know.
Yeah.
We're a work in progress too. I mean, this is good stuff. We've really taken this serious, and we are committed to fulfilling on living our lives out this way. So it's a work, you know.
Yeah.
It's daily.
Beautiful. Really, really beautiful and simple. That's the other thing that you've stressed, and I'd like to stress it again to people in our last few minutes together. Sometimes I say to people in my classes, you know, your brain is going to think, your mind is going to take this and say, it can't be this simple. It just can't be, this can't be. But really, this stuff has been around for so long. It's been around long before anything, you know, any rocket ships or any complicated Einstein theories. Mm-hmm. This stuff has been around, and we're just using it. We're just tapping into things, knowledge of the body, the wisdom that the body has in its cells already.
You're absolutely right, Laurie. One of the things that we use is our body to let us know whether we're, you know, doing the right things. If it doesn't feel right in the body, I mean, there's always this conflict if you're listening to the chatter that goes on in your head. But I've actually gotten to the point now that if it feels right in my body, then I know it's right for me. And sometimes that's completely opposite of what my thoughts would be about. If that communicates.
Yeah, I think that's really, it's really important that you mention that. I mean, that's the problem with all of our technology. But even before that, we started valuing the way of thinking, the knowledge we could gather. We value the things we think. We valued the analysis and the evaluation and all those thought processes. That's really how most people live their life, just walking around like a talking head. And each of us, the three of us on this phone call, have each experienced some breakdown in the body when the body was trying to wake us up and tell us, hey, pay attention.
Right. Yeah.
You know, each of us have had some trauma, you know, in the body that we created by not listening.
Exactly.
So this is where we come back to listening to it. I love when you say that. To me, that's the simplest piece. What does my body say about what I'm choosing to do now? If I feel butterflies or uncomfortable in my stomach or I'm getting a pit in my, you know, some kind of dry in the mouth or I can't swallow or if my anus is smacked shut and I'm scared to death or I stop breathing, what is it saying to me?
Mm-hmm.
It says, wait, maybe I shouldn't be in this situation or maybe I'm choosing, maybe this choice is going against my true inner knowing. So you guys are like living Lottie Han.
I like that. Living Lottie Han.
So we have about 2 minutes. Anything, how do people get in touch with you? How do they come and stay at your place, rent your place if they want to do a workshop there? You know, if they want to rent it for workshop space or whatever, where do they go?
They can contact us at wellspringcommunications@gmail.com.
Okay. And do you have a website yet?
We don't.
Oh, okay. Well, so then you'll have to come back on the show when you have a website because.
Okay.
Yeah, then we have to give a pitch for your website. You're located in Woodstock, Maryland, which is about half an hour from Baltimore?
Right.
The half an hour from Baltimore and an hour from Washington, D.C.
About 45 minutes. From D.C., yeah.
And this is a beautiful place, and these two people are amazing. So everybody listening, please, when you're looking for a place to have your retreat, or you're just looking for a place in the country and because they can function as a B&B also. If you're looking for a place to get away from it all, you should go and be with Kelly and George outside of Baltimore, outside of DC, really. So thank you so much, you two, for being my guest today. What a pleasure.
It was our pleasure.
It's an honor, Laurie. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much. And everybody else listening, if you want to get in touch with me, if you want to ask me any questions about my guests on this show and previous shows, if you want to make suggestions for what and who I should be covering on the show, please write to me at Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at butterflyworkshops.com. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm saying namaste from Tantra Cafe.